Audacity.
May Day Celebrations, a platform to address the problems of workers in the region. I'm Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. Grenadian workers observed May Day celebrations on Sunday, the 1st of May. At a gathering of some of the country's workforce, an official of the Grenada Trades Union Council made reference to the thorny pension issue and other concerns.
Today, there's light at the end of the tunnel, as we have come to a place that gives certainty to our pension entitlement. So yes, I am happy, because those of you who are so entitled, including my dear mother, who was a public servant, can now face the future knowing that their economic situation would not be a dire one. Our work must continue. We need to turn our attention to the scourge of contract work. We need to ensure that all public servants, all public officers receive a fair and equitable pension. We need to address the question of a living wage for workers in this country. Not a minimum wage, but a living wage. We need to address the establishment of a transportation system that is reliable, consistent, and available.
Labor Day celebrations being held today, Monday, in various parts of the Caribbean, including Antigua and Barbuda. The president of the Antigua and Barbuda Workers Union, Kem Riley, has been underscoring the importance of solidarity among employees in fighting for their rights. Riley told Observer Radio that too often some workers negate the responsibility to stand for what they deserve, which sometimes weakens the impact of demonstrations.
I am very much aware that some employees will say, even if I don't take action, because of the law, they must get whatever it is that the employees are getting. And that is what helped negate some of the employees wanting to stand up, because they know even if I don't stand up, I'm still entitled. And, you know, they don't realize that it's the employees who are militant that allows them to get this benefit. So I'm calling for the workers to understand that solidarity with one another. It's not with the union officers, though, not workers' union. It's with one another.
As several news agencies have been reporting, the Premier of the British Virgin Islands and the Director of the Caribbean Territories Ports were arrested on Thursday on drug smuggling charges in South Florida, federal authorities said. Premier Andrew Altorofoy and Managing Director Olivan Maynard were taken into custody by U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport and charged with conspiracy to import cocaine and conspiracy to launder money, according to a criminal complaint. Maynard's son, Kadim Maynard, faces the same charges in the alleged scheme, according to the records. Foy appeared in Miami federal court Friday after his arrest on drug charges. The Miami Herald has more on the case.
In Miami, Fahey and Maynard made their first appearance in federal court Friday before Magistrate Judge Jonathan Goodman, who scheduled a pretrial detention hearing for both defendants next Wednesday. Assistant U.S. Attorney Frederick Shadley said he will seek to hold Fahey and Maynard in a federal lockup, saying they don't qualify for a bond because both are a risk of flight and danger to the community. The decision on whether the defendants will be freed on bail before trial will fall to the magistrate judge on duty next week. Their arraignment on a pending grand jury indictment is scheduled for May 13. Fahey, 51, said he had hired South Florida lawyer Teresa Van Vliet, a former federal prosecutor who specialized in drug trafficking prosecutions, to represent him. Despite attempts by a Miami Herald reporter, Van Vliet could not be reached for comment on Friday. Maynard, 60, said she did not have an attorney, but the magistrate judge said he was reluctant to appoint one for her because Maynard appears to have enough money to hire her own. A third defendant charged in the case, her son, Kadim Maynard, was arrested in St. Thomas, the U.S. Virgin Islands. He has not made his first federal court appearance in Miami.
In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, a family court counselor was found dead in a car in Bucamant Bay on Sunday. Here's Kenton Chance of Eyewitness News with more on the situation.
And I'm coming to you live from Bucamant Bay in the southwestern section of St. Vincent, where police have found the body of a counselor at the family court in her car here in Buckingham Bay. The information that I gathered so far is that police had launched a search party, a search for this woman, based on certain information they received that she might have been harmed. And the search party found a vehicle parked here. This area is just outside the Buckingham Bay Secondary School, located here in South, in Central Leeward. The body was found in the car. We have homicide investigators, crime scene investigators, and people from the Special Services Unit providing security. There's a small group of onlookers here from Buckingham Bay, standing outside of the police cordon and trying to get some information on what might have happened in the community. The information that I received so far suggests that the killing might have taken place elsewhere, if it is in fact a killing, and the body might have been brought here.
There are many issues in Dominica that are not addressed by the current administration, according to economist Thompson Fontaine. Dr. Fontaine has suggested that there are no plans or desire to address these issues affecting the country's citizens. He has compared the Grenada and Antigua and Barbuda governments with what obtains on the part of the Prime Minister Roosevelt's Carrot-led governing Dominica Labour Party. Dr. Fontaine contends that there are no signs of decisions on the increase of prices on fuel or even the challenges small business owners are facing.
The vai-ki-vai type of approach to solutions for the problems we face in Dominica. It's almost like there is no plan. It's almost like there is no desire to do anything. I mean, you talked about the lack of the stimulus. You talk about the lack of just focus. I mean, so much is happening now, you know, with the COVID pandemic, with the Russian-Ukrainian war, events that can seriously undermine whatever little resources the people of Dominica have at their disposal. But I get the sense that you don't see any type of effort to deal with it and then to plan through. You know, if you compare the approach of this government, for example, with that of the Antigua government or even the Grenada government, you can see that they're actively thinking of how they can cushion the blow to the consumer. I don't hear a discussion, for example, about what is going to happen if the price of fuel continues to rise. I don't see a discussion about, you know, what is going to happen if small businesses continue to suffer that the way that they are suffering. You have a number of small businesses in Dominica that are barely surviving. How do you at least give them that ability to go through and to survive this period so that they can thrive later on?
Economic consultant to the government of South Sudan, Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Dr. Fontaine was a guest on Q95's Workers' Voice program on Thursday evening. The Freedom Coalition St. Lucia is throwing its support behind calls for a unified CARICOM approach in a bid to ensure that reparatory justice is served on nations that benefited from the transatlantic slave trade. With the issue of reparations receiving quite a bit of attention at the moment, the position of Freedom Coalition St. Lucia is that the demand for reparations from countries that benefited from slavery is totally justified. More from DBS News World in Castries.
In the historical context, millions of persons were transported from Africa and the Caribbean against their will as part of a slave trade that would be responsible for the wealth that Britain and other countries involved in the exploitation have amassed.
They were emancipated, but there was no health care, there was no school. All they were left with was the clothes on their backs, and they had to retain the same plantation where they were victimized. That was clearly a crime against humanity.
A group of protesters led by the Ayanola Council for the Advancement of Rastafari gathered outside the Governor General's official residence at Mount Fortune, demanding an apology and reparations for slavery. Mr. Lawrence says Britain has a moral obligation to take reparation claims seriously. He is suggesting that compensation be made in the form of investments in healthcare, education, and other critical areas of development. And he has called on Caribbean governments to speak in one voice on reparations. The CARICOM Reparations Commission is forging ahead with plans to take advocacy for reparatory justice for genocide and slavery to the next level, having met recently in Barbados to discuss the way forward. For the DBS News World, I'm Don Nicholas.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, May 2nd. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.